The gospel account that we heard tonight comes from the Gospel of John, but there is a parallel account in Luke. And in Luke's version, there is a little bit of difference in accounting his arrest. In Luke's gospel, the verses say, "Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, 'No more of this,' and he touched his ear and healed him." We never read this account on Good Friday. This account of Luke's the only one which mentions that Jesus healed the slave whose ear had been severed. I wonder, though, if Jesus had been able to choose which of the readings, which of the accounts would be read on this day, if he wouldn't have chosen Luke's account, where he heals this man's ear after his disciple strikes out against the man. That would have secured, at least in our human eyes, it secures the way people remember us if they remember the last thing we did. The last thing Jesus did before his hands were bound was to heal someone. Not just anyone, but an enemy, a person who was helping to take him off, to have him arrested, and to do him harm. John's account that we did hear tonight says, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews." If Jesus hadn't been resurrected, if he had been just a man who taught us, who was followed by a lot of people, a famous man, how would we remember him? What would we do in his memory? I'd like to think that we would honor his last wish, which was unspoken in words but clearly stated in his actions. I think his wish for us is that we break the cycle of hurt and work toward healing. The Isaiah reading tonight says of the suffering servant that he shall startle many nations, and then it describes his appearance, saying, "He had no former majesty that we should look at him." This is not a king who calls up his power and wins the war. This is a king who says, "We will have no more war." Elsewhere in Isaiah, it says, "He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." It's Good Friday. It is the day that we remember that the world, in some sense with our complicity, is executing the Lord of peace. And at least symbolically, metaphorically, we are in darkness now. And the question becomes, how do we move forward when it seems as if the darkness is winning? The first answer is that we stop adding to the darkness. We don't answer sword with sword. We answer sword with healing hands. We heal even as they bind our hands to oppress us and harm us. Because God's kingdom is not of this world. That is how we keep the darkness of Good Friday from winning. Instead of striking back, we use our hands to heal. I can't help thinking that that's what Jesus was telling us with the last act of his human freedom. That we are to heal, no matter what they intend to do to us.